This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
God, this reminds me of MTV. This was like their rejoin song. Do you remember? How they would rejoin from commercials. They'd play a little bit of a song. And then they'd flash over to Martha Quinn.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like, you know, Alan Hunter or somebody. Nina Blackwood.
Woo!
Mark Goodman.
How did they never feature Ric Flair in this video, at least?
They should have.
He would have done it.
I remember it more now for Guardians. But, God, the only thing I remember from MTV is, like, the news. Remember when the news would come on, the little typewriter sound?
Yeah, Kurt Loder. I mean, you could say the best thing in the world. That guy wouldn't crack a smile for nothing.
He wouldn't. Then they switch it up with Serena Alschul. She was on it for a little bit. And
yeah.
Caduce.
Who was the one chick? She married a NBA player. Can't remember her name.
It was Lala.
Lala, oh, man.
She married Carmelo Anthony.
God. When she would do Spring Break, wowee.
God, man, it's not a thing anymore. Like, I'll watch it retro. Just videos.
Also, I want to point this out. This is just weird. Remember last week I played a couple Public Enemy songs to rejoin with, and we got talking about Public Enemy for a little while?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Chuck D has issued a statement. This is real. He wants people to stop using a particular song of theirs in videos that have went viral on the internet.
Ooh.
The song is Burn Hollywood Burn.
Oh, gosh.
And people are using it almost in a... Now the only you. I know all the words to it.
Space Hog.
Yeah, play some Hog.
Who knows what he's singing?
In the meantime,
the song Burn Hollywood Burn. So, you know how people were with the. And I want to quit saying it. I want to be very active in stopping to say the guy's name. The guy. If you're not going to say the name of the person that he murdered, we got to quit saying his name too. And you know what I'm referring to, the CEO thing.
Oh, yeah.
I despise that. I despise that that's a documentary already, like on a real network. Like, insane. But nevertheless, there's a big. There's like maybe, I don't know what number to add it, maybe 15-20% of people that are like, well, that's what y'all get for being the evil that you are. All this just maddening stuff. And then those that aren't into that are the ones that are saying the climate change thing.
Yeah. What they were saying, you know, their environmental restrictions there.
Right.
You know, could have, you know, well, actually was a direct cause to some of this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really hitting home when you have celebrities talking about raising money or that they. It's really bad they lost their homes, it really is.
It's terrible. Can you imagine?
But, Pete, that's so much backlash on it.
What, owning a home there already?
Well, no, like when you got the Mandy Moore situation where she talked about a GoFundMe link that she had shared, and people were like, well, you got money, you know, why aren't you helping? And
yeah.
They're just, you get a lot of that. People don't feel as bad for the celebrities as
well,
for the real people.
It also makes you, like, who was it that I saw that they, their house was gone, and I was like, God, I'm surprised you're at, Ricky Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you lived in the Hollywood Hills, Ricky Lake. Like, you must have saved the money.
Yeah.
I mean,
she had a TV show.
I know, but, like, you always hear the residuals of those are crap once you've been gone.
I read about a lady.
That was Kelly Clarkson.
Who was in her 80s, who had been living in the same neighborhood for years. Now, there were celebrities that moved in and kind of bumped, but, like, yeah. I'm surprised she could stay in there as far as the home value would have went up, taxes, all that stuff.
Yeah. So.
Stayed with their animals too. Died.
I know. Oh my God.
It's so sad.
I know. I man, like the
I couldn't imagine
that one I told you about, and I know why it hits close to home. But it's when that ranch was out there, just in the Palisades, they were having to just release their horses to the wild because they're like,
oh yeah.
At least they're gonna have a chance. And I was like, oh my God.
I saw a deer running on the streets, not knowing where to go. 24 is the death count as of now.
Okay, so it has. I was saying earlier, I was like, you know, it's. Thank God for that. I'm very glad because you see this devastation. Like, you know, you hear about those freeways and not being able to get in and out
the,
and all that.
The hard thing about it is the fire's fast and it's hot. And I remember having to drive as somebody was filming in the Oakland Hills. And you don't know which direction the wind is going to be going. So you think you can go down this road, but there are trees falling before, you know, that are on fire. And it just, it's unbelievable. And, you know, and it happens within hours.
Do you, when you did that, and it may have changed now because you've been right here beside me for, in 2 days, 22 years. In two days, it will be 22 years. I know.
It's the longest relationship I've ever had in my whole life.
Oh, hell, me too. literally. Except when I gave my life to Christ. When you do that, do you sign a special kind of thing? In other words, hey, Paige. Now, go to Oakland, cover the fires. Do you sign something saying, now, if I get burned up, I won't sue Fox or whoever it was you worked for? It was Fox.
No, it's just part of your job.
God.
I mean,
that sucks.
I would, you can't turn them down either, can you?
No, when you get assigned to something, I wasn't a reporter at that time. I was just an intern and I was driving.
Oh.
And I was, actually, what happened is I was sending batteries to cameramen who were working on location, and then I was driving, and he goes, we got to go somewhere else. We got to go film something. So we ended up right in the thick of it.
Do you ever have to go to Watts?
Yeah, that was L.A.
That is L.A.?
No, I was in...
Oh, yeah.
No, at that time, I wasn't working for the business show, but I did fly into L.A., but that was specifically business reported.
But according to my Sanford & Son...
yeah,
big map dummy. In my head. That I thought L.A. and Watts were close.
Yeah, but she was in Central California.
Oh,
California. I was in Northern California, up in the Bay Area.
NorCal. Racket.
San Francisco.
The Bay Area.
All right.
But
Oakland,
I don't like...
San Rafael.
The way they're talking about... It sucks to even bring up. The way they're talking about how some people passed away is really awful.
Yeah.
And like just, but, you know, the whole thing, too, is just like what she's talking about with the winds.
Yeah.
The way these suckers start. I saw McDonald's that was burning up, and it just whoosh. It just, like, spread because of the embers. They said it could travel up to 2 miles.
And if it happens at night and you're asleep, your house could burn down and you're not going to get out.
I wouldn't wake up. There's no way. I sleep through anything.
Yeah, but the...
I'd wake up...
You'd wake up too late. I mean, a lot of people would because just... When you start to inhale that smoke, by that point you're screwed.
They say that's what kills a lot of people before the fire.
Yeah,
the
inhalation.
Yeah, that word.
I'd rather, you know what, God, I wouldn't want to die that way, but if I had my druthers, I'd rather that than to just, you know, oh God.
You see the guy they caught?
Yeah. So yes, I did.
So they caught somebody doing.
Do we can't say that guy did the whole thing. Now, there could be others that were involved in him, but I'm sitting here thinking, like, what if you're in a neighborhood and you have a that area? Obviously, the land is what the value is. Some of the houses, quite frankly, like crap that I saw. I mean, the like Stars houses. You know, people were popular in the 70s.
Yeah.
The houses. in everyone else's houses around you is burning down and yours isn't, like, would you not maybe say, gosh, let's get some insurance money too and just start over? You want to set this house on fire and just leave?
Just torch all you. I mean, how could they go back? They can't inspect everyone for, I don't even know how they would prove an arson, where it would start, but, you know.
Well,
the one guy had a flamethrower.
Yeah, but just the one guy. So have they broke that down to, like, was he working with, was there a sleeper cell?
There's been reports of other people, but it's mostly looting too.
That's the other thing. It's just like what we heard about in Western North Carolina with Helene. People trying to get up the mountain and see, that's the bad part. It's like a lot of people are trying to get up there to help and they were being stopped because they feared it could be looters. And that's where I was talking about earlier with the, forgive me, was it Venezuela or whatever, where the gang is that, like, literally, like, I'm not saying that the cops fear them, but, like, they run crap the way it seems they
run. About Trinidad, Aragua?
Yes. Is that Venezuela?
Yep.
Okay. They run that.
In multiple states.
It seems like they run that the way that the Irish and Italian mob ran New York. I mean, it's like, when are you going to put a foot down and say, no more of this crap? I mean, I know it's like, well, figure out homelessness, too, while you're at it, but still.
It's really odd to see the people for the town saying this is not happening when, look, it's like when they talked about certain people, what they were doing to cats in a certain town or other animals. There were people like, this is really happening.
So yeah. The Palisades fire, if that's what you're talking about, being intentionally the smaller fires that are set on outside the big fires.
That's
what,
the other
copycat
thing.
Fires.
They're different sections of, you know. I forgot about that.
So it's not one continuous fire. This is just different. Well, that would make sense with the wind.
Yeah, different parts of Los Angeles. They were talking about Brentwood. You know, that's where the, like, you know,
no.
other money athletes and celebrities live. And,
mm-hmm.
But there were people trying to – I don't know how you stop it. I really don't. A lot of helicopters throwing the red stuff out, which I guess is sand. People were watering their yards. That's how they found the one guy with the hose in his hand when they found his body.
I know.
Awful. One guy was found by his son's bed. He couldn't leave his son.
Oh, my goodness.
They said the Palisades, it took decades to build. And it's just like, it's all gone.
What, because the coast is man-made?
I don't know. I don't know if they built it up on purpose to be like some exclusive community or what. James Woods, he found out his house was okay. How do you go from that to that?
I think he was one of the first ones. Now, he's very vocal on X already, about politics, but... He was one of the first ones that threw out the conspiracy thing about, and he wasn't even talking about global warming or anything. He was just talking about, you know. But then again, I say, every year.
Right. Yep. And you're thinking, how many weeks in are these people working and constantly 24 hours a day fighting fires, and they're exhausted?
I would not want to be a fireman in California.
I just pray for them and feel for them. I know how hard it is.
It really is weird that this, look, California wildfires happen a lot, but the fact that this is the worst that it's ever been, it kind of makes you lean toward some kind of foul play somewhere. But how do you prove it?
I think it's if that's the case, it's just long-term gentrification, because those two insurance companies pulled out and said, we will no longer do homeowners insurance in that, not the whole state, but that particular area. And I'm like, well, that's the only thing people have been able to hold on to when they buy a home. Is like, you know, if something happened, tragedy, blah, 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 at least we're going to have homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. And so they're almost talking, just like several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, there's this mad rush from the West Coast. It's like, what do y'all know? Y'all know something, don't you? Y'all move it out here. And then one by one, the streets fill up with the tents and all that stuff, mm-hmm. like big-time towns, you know, Beverly Hills even. And then all this is like, y'all just trying to, you know, maybe I'm just looking for that silver lining. I'd rather this be man-made than actual, like, natural. And that sucks to say, but.
Yeah.
Why? I mean,
because I
want to
find fault. Like, what's the real fault here? And in my mind, that's what it would be, is the way they did New York. And that's absolutely verified.
It would be real scary to think if this was all was just, you know, natural. Just that quick.
I mean, it would. But then wouldn't you also say to the people who keep rebuilding, shame on you? Or you're silly? Because it keeps burning over that one path.
Yeah. It would be suck to be forced out of, you know, where you're from just because of that.
Yeah.
Like, I would hate to have to leave here because, you know, if it kept getting too cold or whatever.
Good text right here on the TLCMotors.com text line, which is 1-800-774-0093. That's why my generation doesn't keep a lot of stuff. I think he's talking about minimalism.
Oh, yeah.
If anything happens, like you have to move real quick or your house burns down, you're not really losing too much. That is, if you get out.
Just got your go bag and that's it. I think I know about
out.
I know about how old they are by that text. Younger.
23.
Yeah, you got to be.
Yeah. Young.
No older than 25.
Because you ain't got nothing yet. That's why you don't care if you don't have nothing. You ain't got nothing yet.
Nothing. You don't want nothing.
And guess what? Spoiler alert. You ain't going to have nothing soon.
Oh, no.
All right. We'll continue. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, here's a fun text, and it's not from PMD, good. Party Man Dan. Hey, for real, what are y'all doing with Fat Boy's headphones? We're going to auction them now because there's interest.
Yeah, there is. We're going to, the money's going to go somewhere.
Because they sound so good.
We're going to send it to Relief.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody's Relief.
Yep, some Relief. You know, you mentioned that earlier about the fires, and I Googled something. Which celebrity was it you said that passed out or passed around a fund and all the followers were like, whoa, Mandy what are you
Moore.
Donating?
Yeah, Mandy Moore was talking about a GoFundMe link.
Paris Hilton set up a GoFundMe for not for herself, but for the thing. And now people are jumping her ass. You know, it's the thing. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Really? I mean, when you got money, people are going to know.
Like, what are you doing? Well, I'm creating awareness.
Somebody commented, if these celebrities, each that lived there, gave $1 million apiece.
But okay.
Yeah, like,
that's going to happen.
Where does that money go?
That's like saying everyone, and it's true, everyone in the world could live in the state of Texas. Like, there's room for, now, it's not going to be a lot of room, but you stretch, it's like, okay, it can be done, but it ain't going to be done.
No.
I mean, I don't think everybody in the world, that's.
Yeah. Everyone in the world could fit in the state of Texas. I'm not saying living. I'm saying like they could fit in the state of Texas.
Oh, just like a Guinness Book of Records. Just like do it one
time. I think
it's
Guinness, but yeah. I do.
Do it once and get it over with.
Now, I don't know what this guy's wanting to talk about, but Fatboy, you popped for whatever it was he said off the air, so it must have been a...
Yeah, it's interesting. If it's what he says is true, I'm going to hold him to it.
Is he talking about the country or the former professional wrestler?
Oh, we're going to find out.
Christopher was stuck in China for 5 years. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Batman.
Hey, Christopher. Can I call you Chris?
Yes, sir. That's
Can I call you Topher?
Either or, it doesn't matter.
You know, there's that guy Topher Grace, and that's what it's short for. It's Christopher.
Some of my friends call me Blue because I wear a ridiculous amount of it.
Blue?
But yeah, actually, I spent the last 6 years. Well, since 2019, I've been back about 6 months.
God,
got stuck in China, man.
What meaning? Were you in the military?
No, actually, I worked for the Navy many, many moons ago, but I was in Italy during that time. That was in, like, 2005.
Oh, wow.
But in 2019, I finished a contract down in, Charleston for Boeing.
Uh-huh.
And I had some money, and I was like, you know what? I always wanted to see the Great Wall and stuff, and I contacted a friend, and he's like, yeah, you have a college degree in electronic engineering. You can come teach English, science, and math and get paid and then move from city to city. Well, okay. I get there, and about 6 months in, COVID happened. I was there day one.
Were you close to where it happened, like Wuhan?
Oh, gosh.
No, I was in the Guangdong province.
Okay.
But as soon as it happened, the entire country, well, I guess what people don't understand, yes, it's a communist country, but it's like communist light.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean?
That's a good question.
I mean, communist
light. It's communist light because they lean heavily towards capitalism and towards American-style capitalism with their communist stuff. So
okay.
It's not give and take on that.
Now, let me ask you this real quick, though. Is it... It's not a stretch to believe... I'm not going to ask that. All right, go ahead. Did you know anybody that worked for Nike over there?
Ooh.
Go on. I met all kinds of like things like that. Yes.
Okay. And is it true? Like they live there too, and they.
It's the land of it's the land of knockoffs, man. I can promise you that.
Oh, interesting.
Like I've seen like actual Gucci stuff made there, and then I've seen their knockoffs that look almost as good, but they change like a letter.
Fucci.
Like they have. Oh yeah, Gucci.
Hey, he gave us COVID. Fucci did.
Now we've heard tales of dogs. Are there dogs like available to eat?
Oh, stop.
We've heard that for real.
In the rural areas, I hate that word rural.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It is.
Rural.
But in the rural areas, yes.
Rural.
Who's the English teacher?
The rural. Yeah, you're an English teacher. Listen at you. Rural juror. Say it, rural juror.
Rural juror.
And first of all, I'm an electronics engineer. I was teaching English, science, and math.
Oh,
all right?
Okay.
That's too much.
Still a teacher, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
still a teacher. But rural is hard.
You're stuck
rural
over there during COVID, right when it started, and
yes, sir.
What's the what was their reason?
They locked us in our apartments. They put cameras in front of everybody's apartment door.
What?
So as soon
they
you
make
open
them there,
apartment,
that's easy.
Yeah,
but
as soon as you left, I saw a dude leave, and then like a red van rolled up, and like the medical Gestapo snatches you up and put you in a van, and then I never saw the guy come back. So I was like, all right, I'll just stay in my apartment.
But they had the dogs patrolling the streets, right? The robot dogs.
No, it got really bare. I remember I was sitting on my balcony teaching across to another balcony. Kids, I had flashcards.
Oh, my
And their
God.
Mom would, like, their mom would like tie a bag of like dumplings to a really long like mop and like hand me over food.
Wow. Wow.
Once a week, the government would drop off a bag of rice, a bag of noodles, and questionably ripe vegetables. I mean, they took a hit before they got there.
Yeah.
You know?
So you didn't try to reach out to, like, you know, embassy or anything like that?
I did, but there was nobody at the embassy.
Oh, God.
So what, your family here, like, nobody, like, raised a ruck? Like, how did you ultimately get out?
Well, after 2 years of being, like, 2.5 years, like, you guys had it easy, man. I remember watching videos of you guys here in America, and I was like, man, these guys are just going outside. they're like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm free. And I'm like, man, that must be nice.
Did you have a girlfriend there?
I had a girlfriend there. Yeah.
Do you miss her?
Yeah. You know what? If I put it this way, to think about it, yes.
Yeah.
I do miss her. I miss part of that life because I had no choice. You know.
True.
And then being stuck there, you build up a debt that they will not let. They hold your passport until you pay back your debt.
Oh,
all of that.
You know what? I'm not thinking that's a bad thing, actually, now that I think about it. Because we get all these MFs over here running in and out of the country with over there, them in New Zealand, they got it figured out.
Well, I tell you what, man, I can promise you this. I've been to, like, so many different countries, but that was the one time in my life that I literally was like, oh, my God, I love my country so much more.
Yes.
Than I ever have, ever. You could, like, I almost cry about it. I remember when I landed in L.A., LAX.
Yeah.
I only had enough money to make it back to L.A. Not even, and I didn't even know my mom was living up here in Greenville.
Wow.
And
so you went home. Oh, my God. You get back from China, you fly into LAX, and they move to... See, there was a mass exodus. Everybody in California in the know left.
And all right, first of all, I'm not from California, but...
Well, pardon me.
I'm originally from the Chickasaw Reservation in Oklahoma.
Hey.
But I spent a lot of time in South Carolina, but mostly Charleston.
Well, we won't hold that against you.
God, you could have taught a bunch of stuff, man. You could have taught, you know, Native American history.
I promise you guys this, dude. You got, like, when I come walking through LAX when I first got back to America, and there's this huge American flag.
What?
I got, like,
did you get teary-eyed?
And flat.
Oh, he said flag.
I got teary-eyed, and then there was this huge line to get through customs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like 200 people back of the line.
You're like, oh, you know, God, like I hope they don't, I'm going to find all these fake Nikes I brought back with me.
This lady walked up and she goes, hey, is there any American citizens in this line? And I was like, my hand never got any higher than it has ever been.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're like Statue of Liberty holding up the torch.
Hell yeah.
What if he had like a Chinese, like a bowl haircut, you know, and you're like, oh. He'd been there so long and stuck.
Like, yeah. They're like, did you start bowing to people rather than shaking hands? Or no, I'm messing with you. Hey, welcome back.
I basically, what I do, raised my hand and they took me to customs and this the police officer looked at my passport and he goes, welcome back, Christopher. And that's when I started crying.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That's
great. That's great.
I got to cut you off because we don't have all day, but that really was a good story.
We really did. If we were in China, we'd have like 12 more hours of show to do.
So. I mean, they already asked you to cover too much. You got to teach 3 subjects.
That's true.
To Chinese kids who probably just, you know, spitballing you.
Yeah.
Lollygagging, not caring.
Any of them ever karate chop you when they'd get past, you know, they didn't pass a class or something? All right, I'm being generalizing right now. Thank you, sir. God bless America. Thank you.
Ni hao mong.
All right.
I don't know.
Look at this text right here. And it's really true. Y'all get giddy when you get to talk to people from other countries. You have so many questions, really. Yeah. I mean, it's because, you know, you don't. Not that you don't trust the stuff you read on the internet, but again, I almost said this during his call. I hearken back to when we or whoever went to war over in Ukraine, and we're watching the news and they're talking about the country's been shaken to their core, and we go on the Snapchat map
Oh, yeah.
And there's weird people in the Ukraine at nightclubs, discoing and stuff. While, you know, I'm not saying it, but it's a country. Like, so if West Coast is on fire right now, we're not suffering over here. We're going to be discoing.
It was odd. It's if, like, if Canada tried to take over Seattle, and then we're just down here living a normal life, but there's like a war going on there.
Right, like a real war.
It was crazy.
Meanwhile, they're going to be the 51st state, I understand. That's what I read.
Well, look, who's in the running for the – look, there's four territories in the running for two spots. Yeah. Puerto Rico, D.C., Canada.
Greenland. Soon to be called Trumpland.
Can't buy it. Oh, I'm going to try it.
It's got a – it's got a
– Trumpland.
It rolls right. Trumpland.
He's got fragrances now. I saw that over the weekend. There's Trump watches. There's Trump fragrances.
Bibles, guns, knives, and tennis shoes.
See, they buy it up.
Donald's secret. Briefs for men.
Do you like underwear? Do you have big nuts? You don't know where to put them, but we've got the big
biggest
pockets.
Biggest balls in the room.
Oh my big, God. Very big. Paige. Bigger than Mike Pence's head.
Oh, my God.
He's got a noggin on him. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, one in three of these type of people, they admit to cheating. We'll talk about cheaters next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Well, we saw the shirt in Myrtle Beach back in the day.
You might be a cheater.
Oh, well, I mean, she needs to agree with that too, you know, about the
she
eating.
Really does.
Right. Oh, my God.
Not cheating.
Is that the one you were talking about?
No.
That's it.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! And this is the Rise Guys morning show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Hold on. First, we have a guy stuck here in America for 5 years from China. Let's go to him now. I'm just kidding. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, I've got a big question.
I stole a joke from Fat Boy.
This is a serious topic.
Fat Boy said, when I come back, I'm going to say we've got a guy here who's stuck here from China.
I was about to attempt a voice.
No, you better.
Let me ask you a question. Is eating cheating?
Again, everybody's got to agree to that.
Man.
I think we're talking about the same thing, Matt, man.
I know you women
I'm
are sticklers.
I'm talking about talking to your dietitian. What were you talking about?
Exactly. Thank you. There's a study of vegetarians and vegans, and 38% of these people admit that they had cheated. They've had a cheat meal, meaning they've eaten meat, and they're vegetarians.
Well, that's you. Is that why you're so excited to talk about this? You do. Like, you're...
I have.
You claim vegan, but then you will...
I will eat chicken.
You're like bisexual about food, in a sense.
But the vegan is very hard to stick to.
It is.
I mean, I
did it Friday and Saturday.
It depends on what, you know, if I was around your farm, I would not eat chickens.
It's that thing where if they're friends with them, they can't eat them.
I can't that eat my situation. Friends.
Oh.
Like, I don't eat beef. I have eaten beef, but I feel like I'm a horrible person.
Look,
stroking off.
Some of the stuff you just can't get substitutes for. Like, you know, I tried to get noodles that are not really carby. They come in a bag, but those are hard to find now. So you're stuck with options that aren't just the best for
There's
you.
The one that I can't pronounce it, and this is not a pile on of the previous little jokey talk, but it's a brand of pho noodles, PHO, and they're real good.
Oh,
I'll find out.
Are they like?
I have to look at the logo to recognize it because I can't pronounce it.
Might have seen them in the Asian section of the store.
International Foods, they call it. It's a grocery store. I'm like, God, that's so weird.
But it's like.
But Viner's is over there with the other
food. I know. It's not in the Italy section.
Yeah.
Like Austria.
So we're talking about vegetarians who eat dairy and eggs, and more of them admit that they've snacked on a few pieces of meat before.
Mm. You're not supposed to do that, right? No dairy.
Mm-mm.
Just real
it
strict.
It comes from an animal. You don't have anything if you're a true vegan.
But then pescatarians.
What is that?
They'll eat fish.
Oh, that's all they eat.
And vegetables.
I would say I'm more like, I don't know, I don't eat any like hooved beings like cows or anything like
you
that.
You don't eat hamburgers or steaks?
God, it's like limiting your options.
You've never...
I mean, I have.
Okay.
And I was made to eat it because my iron count went really low when I was sick.
Yeah, you got to have some iron.
So my husband made me, but I didn't feel good about it. And because I felt like I was eating a being.
Yep.
It's terrible.
The cheat days or whatever, like I said the other day, that Christmas was miserable just because I wasn't used to doing it. And I did. Oh, God. It was like it was a food hangover. It was awful.
Oh, yeah. You'll feel bad like if you eat a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Or just a lot of anything.
But here's the thing.
Like five meals on Christmas, like mini meals, you know? Like you got to eat equally at them or you're going to piss somebody off.
Yeah.
You know?
I do love milk and cheese. I eat pizza.
It's come from hooved animals.
I know.
I feel like I can't eat cheese anymore.
I'm not a true vegan.
I feel like it stops me up like in my nose.
In your nose? How are you eating it? He's snorting freaking Velveeta over here.
Will you teach your friend how to eat?
Somebody got to.
It looks like he could command the class.
Somebody got to text me. Somebody text in and let me know if I'm stupid or if that happens to you. If you eat a lot of cheese, it's like you get congested and stopped up.
I think it's just.
I must stop eating it.
I think it's just the season.
Sorry, but you had me at Fat Boys Eating Class.
I know. I like how you stalked into Malone me over here, teaming up. Now I got to owe the both of you at the same time.
Dang.
I'm sorry.
We got to even the score.
I ain't laughing too hard at it. He'll come back hard on me later.
Crying.
I didn't say hard on. I meant hard on. You know, okay.
Oh, what? Right,
we got a guy from Mexico who's been stuck in this this state for...
This guy's been in Berea for 10 years and can't get home. We'll go back to the motherland.
Little Chicago, I believe.
Sorry. Well, music is starting, I guess, on page of those Your Wise Guys headlines.
That was fun, though.
Yeah,
we could just
good.
Do a second second section of...
I'm sorry. That.
Of that.
I like how it just rolls. I mean, we really could. You could do extra headlines, but they're like... There's other pressing business, I believe.
I had a great epiphany yesterday that, and I will be vulnerable and allow myself to admit this right now, that I just found out yesterday. When I was at the gym, I have it set on, I have several different playlists. And I have to have music. I can't watch TV and listen. Like some people, that's weird to me. You're watching, especially it's on the news, you're working out watching the news. But the song, a song came on, and I was like, that still irks me. Like
Cupid Shuffle.
Nope.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Nope. Keep going. I bet you might get it.
Oh, man.
The song was Let Me Ride That Donkey Donkey. And oh, I was like, God, that had to be a weird time for women
boys.
To be, you know, their butts were called donkeys. And I was like, wonder what that comes from. And then, boom, I felt like such a moron. Because ass is another name for a donkey.
Yeah, yeah.
But even in the Bible, it talks about on the Sabbath, even if your ass is stuck in the ditch, talking about your donkey, you don't go back and get it till Sunday. So they were talking about that ass, but with radio-friendly terms, calling it that donkey. But
that's going to be generational.
What do you mean?
Like, you know.
Oh, they don't care about saying bad words anymore.
23, 24, 25 years old, you don't really know what. You don't know that song.
Grandpa, how'd you meet Grandma? Well, I was at this club, and I noticed her donkey from across the room. in the actual club, like a burro? No, I was talking about that ass.
A burro.
Yeah.
Dang it. Can we do the thing next? I thought we were going to do it this hour, but we didn't get to it. You know, we had old dude stuck in China, which was good. It was great, but, you know, I got questions. For you, Matt Man, for the big Tinder Q&A.
We talked about it on Friday, but I, like...
Oh, we didn't deep dive, though. Plus, we had a weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You could have got more clam than a fishnet over the weekend, and I don't know about it yet. We about to find out, though, aren't we?
Hey! I can't believe you sometimes. Keep clam and chive on.
Oh, you gotta got more butts in an ashtray.
What about that guy you talked about the other day from Easley at Eight Butts?
Oh, yeah, cigarette butts, man.
Cigarette
you had to watch
butts,
him.
He would eat them. It was so crazy.
He'd pick them up off the ground. He didn't have nerve endings in his fingers, too, so he'd grab hot stuff.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's fine.
You and your friends.
I spoiler alert and tell you that it sucks.
What? Hang on. We got to get into it, man.
All right. I don't care, though. Like, I've told you. Like,
I can ask you anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Paige, interesting,
you
I
too,
don't know.
If you form it nicely.
Okay.
She really should be asking questions because she's kind of in a similar situation.
I feel like she's already on it.
You do? Yeah.
She's probably on different ones, like all of them. Or,
yeah.
There's a new one called Railed. She's probably on.
She's probably on that.
Yeah.
She's probably on, you know, Heels to the Sky. That's another one she's probably on.
What the hell?
Put my feet in the...
OnlyFans.
Headboard smacking the wall. That was probably one too many.
Why do you
miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.